Hello, Americans. I'm Harv Polly. You know what the news is. In a minute, you're going to hear the story behind the story.
And now a message from the ASPCA. How would you like it if someone stepped on your head and squashed you into the ground? You wouldn't like it very much. Well, that's what happens every day to thousands of innocent ants. Please don't step on ants. This message from the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Ants. And now, Harv Polly.
The year was 1882, 125 years ago, and President Benjamin Harrison was in a quandary. He was under pressure from everyone to set aside a national holiday to celebrate America's new working class. Brave, hard-working industrialists wanted the president to make December 24th the national holiday so they didn't have to voluntarily give their filthy immigrant employees the day before Christmas off. And the filthy immigrants wanted May the 1st set aside as a holiday for workers because most labor unions, then as now, were run by communists and socialists. Finally, a young man who was walking by the president's office window spoke up. He said that since we keep our women barefoot and pregnant for 9 months every year, why don't we make Labor Day on the first day of the ninth month of September? And that young man's name was Robert Todd Lincoln. That's right, the son of Abraham Lincoln. But that's not the story behind the story, because a shopkeeper from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, named Frank W. Woolworth, sent a telegram to President Harrison, whose nickname was Old Rubber Guts. He said, "My store, called Walmart, needs a long weekend to have a sale. Can't we move Labor Day to the first Monday in September?" And the president thought that telegram was a great idea. And that's how Frank W. Woolworth invented the telegraph. And now you know the story behind the story. I'm Harv Polly. Good day.
Harv Polly's The Story Behind the Story is sponsored by the ASPCA.
On the ABC Radio Network.